Zalango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you are about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, October 14, 2001, at 11:30 p.m., entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part 8, Dance with the FCC Update. Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of 99.9 FM, Kaka Lavelle Yonton. Out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako will be your host. Have a pleasant flight. is up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in soul.
You to witness this devil at my door again. But anyway, so can I inspect the radio station?
No, no, sir, you cannot. Let's go sit down.
So, what you need from me?
Do you have a radio license for the operation radio?
No, I don't want a license. Okay. My license comes from the creator.
That's what it says. And that you're operating on frequency 99.9.
Right.
And that the measurements that I took indicates that you're operating in violation of Rule Part 15. That's all it says. All right. If you can sign this
No signature.
Okay, I just say, just do your signature and I'll right. hand it to you. All right.
Yes, we have Will Gray from the FCC here today wanting to inspect a radio station.
People's Choice, Human Rights Radio. Giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,499th night of broadcasting, part number 8 on the Human Rights Patrol, www.pirateradioataboutcom, features the Human Rights Patrol coming up out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, live at 106.5 FM. If you've been checking out this website where you find this program, you've also seen on the menu a discussion about the dance with the FCC. Well, involved in that dance with the FCC and the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, is war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Kaka Lavelle Johnson, and we want to bring him to the Human Rights Patrol. And again, Brother Zalango to you.
Zalango, Springfield, Illinois. We feeling so good, and that is so beautiful that you are on your 4,499th night of broadcasting. That is on time because we here in Decatur is 99.9 FM Decatur, and it's just so beautiful. They can't do nothing with this, brother.
Well, brother, we begin this here program tonight with your encounter with that Negro from the FCC, Willa Ford Gray, on August 27th, 2001. That was your second encounter with him. He visited you, check this out, folks, the 11th of September, 2000. And when he first gave him a notice basically saying that the government owns the air and
Of course, human rights, when you talk about human rights, you're talking about recognition of who owns everything and respect for the owner of everything, which ain't the United States government.
Exactly, brother, and that is so beautiful because August 27th, 1 month, which is the 27th of August, and also one extra week, which is seven days after I put the poisonous nicotine down, put it out of my life, and it's time to keep on pushing, brother.
Yeah, Brother Lavelle, one of the many things that Brother learned that if you're going to be about the business of human rights, you got to learn what the divine order is. And one of those things is that how you're supposed to treat yourself. And, brother, we want to congratulate him because it was in the summer, fall of 2001, late summer. Brother gave up the cigarettes. And, brother, that's a real powerful move because our people now know that stuff kills one person every 8 seconds. And, you know, that shows you how wicked this government is, brother, because they say that's legal.
Exactly.
That totals over 500,000 folks every year. And you know, the trip on that whole tobacco thing, I think it was mostly brought out in the summer of 2000. Remember that trip with the government of the criminal enterprise called Czechoslovakia? When there were some folks sweating them about, you know, getting people smoking cigarettes and stuff and how that's costing, you know, money, right? With hospitalization and stuff. What did the government say? It said, man, these folks are dying so much earlier from smoking this stuff. It actually saves us money.
That's sick.
That'll tell you where they're at and why you got to talk about human rights. See, human rights is talking about, we know there's an order out there that's bigger than all of us. It's like, what holds the sun in order? What holds the moon in order? What holds all the, well, you know, there's something that we're supposed to do as people. And the Creator don't make us do it because we got free will. Now, if we don't want to be intelligent, we can exercise our free will in a way that would disrespect the divine order. But if we want to be intelligent and get the most out of our existence, then we'll exercise our free will in a way that respects the divine order. And all we got to do that is be human beings.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think it's kind of cool. Somebody asked me, Brother Lavelle, what about us being up on the website saying Pirate Radio, right? And
right.
We appreciate the guy Anderson doing it, putting us up here and stuff. But, you know, I thought, hey, look, this is kind of like cool because what better way to show what the U.S. government is about that they would call Human Rights Radio a pirate radio operation.
Exactly. That proves the point, brother, that you have a wicked group of devils, and they want to portray this image to the masses over that TV and through the radio, which pirate radio has got to be labeled as a negative image that comes up into the mind of the folk when they think of pirates. They think, oh, God, the pirates, they stole everything. Well, that's our point. Who stole everything? The United States government.
Well, brother, you know, that's why I think it really makes your effort to quit your cigarette smoking at the time with all the things that are going down with you and the government. That really shows that there's really like a new black man out there, like Malcolm had said back in the 60s. It's now simply a mind of connecting the conversation with the action.
And that's all we can do here at Human Rights Radio is to provide information to the people that is outside of the context of white supremacy.
Which is in truth, according to our elder Sensei, my mentor, that's no such thing as white supremacy. That's called white inferiority.
Exactly.
You're not supreme when you develop the game, when you write the rules, when you own the referee and you win.
Right, exactly.
That's inferiority.
And let's go on and silence the critics right off the bat because, Mr. Uncle Tom, Black Preacher Man, you're not getting off the hook either because you're helping perpetrate this myth that this white boy is going to come save some damn body. Fuck that.
Well, you know, white folks got to say they self. And if you base it on historical stuff, and let's base it on that, because that's what our elders taught us. Well, how are we going to see what's happening today? We got to look back. And historically, whites have had only basically two forms of rule. Absolute rule and absolute rule. And that means what? Right and wrong is not an issue. The king rules absolutely. And you know how they maintain that? They developed the way that folks would behave and the way that they would, you know, do things and stuff. that would never let them think anything other than that's the way it's got to be. That's why they think our declaration that we have a human right to do this is a trip. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's break it down, brother.
Break it down then, brother.
It fits so perfectly because that's why this stupid, silly English language that you can teach a bird how to do breaks down this wickedness on you, because look at the terms that we use when we go to describe Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You put that automatically, your brain says that's another human. No, I'm not bowing to this idiot. Forget that, man.
Well, now, you know that was all answered at the Council of Nicaea, you know, that, you know. But, you know, you're right. One of the things that's going to be hard for folks to relate to human rights is the whole Christian concept that the world is messed up because some folks sought the truth of good and evil. You will never, because, see, you know how you get your human rights? You do good.
You want to figure out a good way to make an adult continue to act like a child by the mind all his life? Okay, well, let's feed him this poison.
Well, you know, if you're going to get your human rights, you get them by accepting your human responsibilities. You won't know what you're supposed to do unless you learn what's good and evil.
Exactly.
You won't know. See, you can take knowledge and you can use it for good, and you have a good life. But if you use your knowledge for evil, your mind is going to orbit at such a low level, you will think slavery is being free. We was talking about this tonight, brother, on this edition of Notes on the Devil's News here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield. And we were saying to the people, look, when you get through thinking about it, everything we do in this country today is exactly the same as we did in slavery. The only thing is that you don't know what you were allowed to do during slavery days.
Exactly. One of the elders, I believe it was John Henry Clark, said that we had many rights back then in slavery days on the books that we don't even have today. I was like, whoa.
Well, brother, if you look at it, like back in the slavery days, let's look at it. Master took care of you, and he fed you. It wasn't good. He housed you. It wasn't good. But he did these things for you, right?
Right.
Okay? Well, when Master did these things for you, he didn't give you nothing for them. But then he said he set you free. Right?
Giving us nothing now.
Well, hold on a second. Let me finish that if I can. Then he said he set you free, right?
Right.
Now, in exchange for your daily labor, what does he give you? He gives you a few pieces of paper.
Right.
He no longer provides a house for you. He no longer provides food for you. But you can get those things if you give him what? Those pieces of paper back.
Right.
What's the difference?
Exactly.
He used to take care of your grandmama. But now, since you're free, you take care of her.
What you have is a temporary piece of paper that isn't even worth what it's printed to be back in now.
And when you get it, what can you get with it? Only what he offers.
Exactly.
See, so you're a slave. It's a modern slave. You wanted to fake out the kids. Don't let the kids think we're slaving, so give us this paper. But, right. You know, slavery is slavery. And the first slavery we got to overcome is the mental slavery. Brother Bob Marley taught us in that song, Redemption Song.
Exactly.
Emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds.
Exactly.
See, you got to grow to human rights, okay?
Exactly.
And back where we're from, it came from our recognition of, you know, divine order and respect.
Right.
You know, and nobody doubts that.
Exactly.
You know? Go ahead, brother.
Brother, it's just so beautiful because what we want to do here is we are living in a time where you in America, and I'm speaking as the black man, you can say yes to the Creator and say, okay, I'm sick and tired of the innocent lives being killed and starving and all these diseases because this idiot is perpetrating this fraud that you got to eat meat, dead animals every day and dairy products clogging up your veins and all kind of things going on. And as a black man, you could make a stand against that and still live a prosperous life.
That's the only way you're going to live a prosperous life.
Exactly.
You can't get your human rights and disrespect the divine order.
Exactly.
I mean, we're not going to be perfect in our effort to be respectful of that order after what we've been through. And who knows that best than the creator of all, right? But we're not going to sit up here like these little zombies and act like there is no right and there is no wrong and think we're going to have a good existence.
Well, that's perfect, brother, that you would mention that, because as you know, we are at 99.9 at day 539 and the transmitter has not been sent back to us yet. We haven't received it yet. I'll say that.
We don't really. I think what you're going to tell the people is there's been a lot of really, at best, suspicious circumstances related to Brother Lavelle. Water bills, $800 a month that he's getting, you know, things like that. And he's been off the air for about a month now as he waits on a return of his transmitter.
Right.
Which I think you and everybody in their right mind got to know. The same folks who've been running your water bills up and all, and puncturing your tire after we did a television interview with a crew from Canada, right? Right after you left my house, he gets a flat, right? Those kind of, that's the dirty tricks department.
Exactly.
I think they're holding on to it, and I think the question people want to know, when you get it back, what you going to do with it?
Well, the bottom line, brother, is we have been continuing to build our arsenal up here with our library, and we have also continued to work mouth-to-mouth in the street. Now, I will be glad to return to the studio, but at the time, I'm going to have to work the street right now.
Well, actually, I think if the truth be told, Brother Lavelle's been live coast-to-coast a few times in the real table setup with Brother Michael Hibbett holding down things on the West Coast and Brother Inko Yahuru out there on the East Coast holding down the human rights radio operations and our humble effort here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, despite the fact that the government saw fit to not allow the return of brothers' property, because we know how they steal. We know they do steal. Despite that, we've still been getting a lot of information out and about what's going on and stuff. And you can find more about Brother Lavelle and his dealings with the federal government at www.pirateradioatabout.com. If Human Rights Information Network pops up on the menu, you straight. If it don't, type in Contaco on the search box, and you can find more about Lavelle's dance with the FCC. Brother, you know, you talked about the building of the library, and that's one of the things that people need to comprehend. This ain't no I want orange hair kind of thing we're trying to do here. We really are about the business of re-educating our people with these low-powered FM stations, ain't we?
Right. It's so beautiful. And
first, let me say, don't get me wrong. If that's what you want to use one of these for, fine. But I wouldn't go to prison for that.
Oh, no.
But go ahead, brother.
Oh. Well, that's so interesting, because I had somebody earlier today ask me why I don't play music just out of the clear blue sky. And it's like, that's not what it's for. I do play music, but it only pertains to what's going to be played that is going to put the type of message in our people's mind that, hey, you don't have to tolerate this stuff no more. And you do have a voice, and you can speak out and be about something. If the music does not pertain to that, then we don't have time for it. It's plain and simple.
Well, brother, we're in the human rights struggle, and we are responsible for the time we take up of anybody's. And if we misuse their time, because right now time is really crucial, because every moment should be used trying to get knowledgeable enough to get your human rights.
Brother, this is class. Human Rights Radio, not just 99.9, but 106.5, 94.3, am I correct?
Correct.
103.4, maybe?
103.3.
That's Brother Michael out in California.
Right, right.
It's just so beautiful that we have many ways we're starting to expand at getting the message out. And it's just so beautiful, because one of the favorite things that I like to say, and excuse me, it does piss a lot of my brethren off, but oh well, but take back your existence or die like a punk. I love it.
Well, you ain't got no choice.
Exactly.
You ain't got no choice. I mean, if you think about it, you know why there ain't a whole bunch of flies smashed against the building after the wind blows? Because even in the storm, they be flies.
Brother, as Brother Malcolm said, big old strong black men watching their women get beat up. Well, you know, one thing that is beautiful about working in the public is I get to look at a lot of old black men and women. And when I look at them, it's like no way have they lived, whether they're down with the struggle or whether they think I'm crazy, still the same point is there's no way they're going to live here, and I'm not going to fight for what they had to go through. Are you crazy?
You know, the view that we've had in our limited time on Earth lets us know that they must have caught it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, back in 87, we came on the air with 0.4 watt, and folks acted like we might as well have 50,000 watts. Now, don't that tell you how beat down people had to have been?
Right. Beautiful.
I mean, dang. Oh. It went two blocks each direction, and it was like, you know, it went zoom.
Hey, brother, I do not mind telling the listeners that, hey, this brother has been a real blessing to me because he had to lay some groundwork that I don't know if I'd have been strong enough to deal with.
Nah, brother, I think we all had times that we came and the Creator prepared us for the times we came. And I want to say to the listeners out there, it's an honor to have had an opportunity to work with you because
right.
when the call came, this brother didn't answer the call. We first came in contact with each other in the spring of 1999. By the spring of 2000, he was on the air. By the fall of 2001, he had two visits from the criminal operation called the Federal Communications Commission. And as you can tell, Warrior Kaka Lavelle Johnson is still going, moving forward in the way that the ancestors taught us to move forward. And brother, you want to share some closing comments with the folks who are listening to this program over www.pirateradioatabout.com?
Yeah, brother, I would like to close it out with September 11th is the date that they want to ring in these people's minds, but technically speaking, we all know here in the human rights family that that is the anniversary of Willifred Gray's first visit to my home. And the network, brother, there is no way that somebody who is blind in America is going to fight these wicked demons back alone. And that proof is the network. And it's not just me being involved. It's the network. You got California, you got North Carolina, you got several different sites popping up on the internet now. So it's not about an individual thing. It's about how can we spread the message that this boy's time is up. It's time for us who are the righteous to take back our proper place, which is everything. It's time for us to take it all back. I'm not going to settle for living on a little bitty piece of land and you talking about this is my house. I want my world back.
Dig that, Warrior. That's Kaka Lavelle Johnson, live out of the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois. Our guest this edition of The Human Rights Patrol, volume number 8, coming up out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, at 106.5 FM. And if you're in the Midwest of the criminal enterprise called the United States, you can catch Brother Lavelle at 99.9 FM in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois. And we in the Human Rights Radio Network that know that President G.W. Little Bush is talking about us when he keeps making reference to the network that's causing them trouble. Nah, you're wrong. The network is going to bring you down.
Yep.
We're in our 4,499th night of broadcasting. And again, to all those stations who share the Human Rights Patrol with the folks around the planet Earth, we want to thank you for being with us this edition. And until next time, we're live in the criminal enterprise called Springfield. I'm Ivana Cantaco. You're listening to The People's Choice because the people choose to listen to the Human Rights Information Network.
Remember the humanity?
We remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We will be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We will have discipline.
Patience.
Patience.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Encourage.
Encourage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determining.
We will be free and self-determining.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufa.